How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And we're going to talk about a lot of the changes happening with brands given all the recent racial controversies. Aunt Jemima, which is under the umbrella of Quaker Oats, which is owned by Pepsi, has stated that the company is going to change the branding of Aunt Jemima. It's no longer going to be called Aunt Jemima. It's going to be something where there's a new name. The character, the Aunt Jemima character, is no longer going to be there. It's going to be something very different.
Yeah, it's going to be very confusing.
What do you mean it's going to be confusing?
Well, when I go to the grocery store and I am just, you know, going through the aisles, when I see that red box and that big black face with the huge white teeth.
All right, that's enough.
What? I just know that that's the pancake section. So I know, oh, okay, here's the pancake stuff, and it's time to get pancake batter.
Well, I'm not sure if you stated it in the most sensitive way. What's the matter? It seemed totally fine to me. Well, a lot of people have been extra cautious of late, trying to make sure that people are not hurt by what they see in terms of advertising on television programming. And I can certainly understand to an extent how, given everything that's happening, you don't want to hurt people.
How does a black lady on a box of pancakes hurt anyone?
Yeah, I mean, with Aunt Jemima, there's nothing wrong with it. Here's my recommendation, is that they just keep the red box and they have a new aunt, but the aunt doesn't have to be black. You can have my Aunt Agnes can do it. Get my Aunt Agnes.
Get your Aunt Agnes, so your Aunt Agnes will be willing to be the new branding model for the pancakes?
Oh, yeah. My Aunt Agnes would be willing to take a picture where there's pancake batter all around her mouth, and people have to figure out whether or not it's pancake batter or something else.
Oh, geez, Louise. Good grief.
That actually sounds like something that will attract customers.
Dale, I don't think that's something that's going to attract customers.
Why not? If you see a box in the supermarket and it's a white woman covered in, white stuff around her mouth, you're going to do a double take and you're going to say, well, what is this? I want to learn more.
Good times. I'm pretty sure people are not going to want to purchase a product where...
What's so funny? Why are you laughing?
Well, it's just... If you think people are going to be willing to hold a box where a woman has white stuff all over her face and not be embarrassed or ashamed, I think you're a little bit misguided.
I think you're incredibly wrong. I think they would be proud and say, hey, this is a very unique product, and it must be good, because if this is pancake batter all over her mouth, then that dang, that's really good pancake batter. It tastes good.
Yeah, that's right. If the pancake batter is actually pancake batter and not something else, people are gonna say, wow, this must be so delicious. If this woman has a, you know, pretty much caked on her face.
Oh, Dale, I'm telling you, people are not gonna buy a product like that.
And then what about Uncle Ben?
Okay, why are you getting sensitive about it?
Well, it's just that, again, you know, if you go to the supermarket and you are, you're going to the aisles and you see the orange box with the bald black guy. Yeah, the guy that is dark as night.
Oh, cut it out. Okay, so Uncle Ben is also going to be changed in some capacity. They may not even call it Uncle Ben. They maybe will change the character at the very least. Maybe keep the name Uncle Ben, but change the character so that it doesn't look like an African-American man who is maybe like a butler or a servant. They say they tried to make him look like a businessman, but he doesn't really look like a businessman, at least based on the very small image that they include.
Yeah, I mean, if they call it Uncle Ben and put Ben Shapiro on the box, I think people will still buy it.
What? God. Why would...
Why are you laughing? What is so funny about this?
Okay, so you're saying that instead of an African-American man, they should put a conservative commentator Ben Shapiro on the Uncle Ben rice box. What is Ben...
Oh, she is, you're laughing and you're under the influence.
I'm not under the influence. Cut it out, good times.
Well, I mean, you have the giggles. What's so funny about it? Ben Shapiro could be a good mascot for Uncle Ben's rice.
I know, but what does Ben Shapiro have to do with rice?
Well, I mean, has the charisma of a bowl of rice, right?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. He's not the most charismatic individual.
Yeah, they should feature Ben Shapiro slightly slouched over, rubbing his hands together.
All right, that's... Dale Pine is getting... inappropriate.
What was inappropriate there?
Well, he's doing another stereotype. Why are you going to replace a stereotype with a stereotype?
It is not a stereotype. If you have ever seen Ben, and I'm talking about Ben Shapiro here, and there is a nickel on the street.
Okay, that's enough. Grade A Nation, it seemed like there's so much happening in the world, so many changes.
I have a recommendation.
I was about to, you know, wrap things up.
Well, I just, like, give me a chance. You didn't even let me make another recommendation.
Okay, so what's your alternative?
Well, they should change Uncle Ben's rice to Uncle... Oh, Raven.
Uncle Raven? What?
Yeah, because Raven Shimone got married to another woman, and the woman happens to be white.
Well, okay, so what is... But Raven Shimone is a woman.
Well, if you're a woman marrying another woman, doesn't that make you an uncle?
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, I mean, and then Raymond Simone can appear on the box, and she's licking down her white wife.
All right. That's enough, Grade A Nation, for this installment. We'll check in with you as soon as possible. We appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
I actually do like the idea of Uncle Raven Simone's rice.
Okay, Dale, just be quiet.